lost my way. Still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light.
Afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to welcome everyone to this special Youth Sunday service at Cooks Memorial this morning. Please take this time to take the green friendship pad on the end of your pew, fill it out, and pass it down the aisle so we can be aware of your presence with us this morning. Are there any announcements this morning?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Pastor Lynn, go ahead. Petey?
The morning circle on Tuesday will be having lunch together at Midtown Sundries in Denver at 11:30. And the evening circle will also be going out for dinner at Red Robin at 6:30 North Lake. No meetings that day, just dinner to end the wonderful year that we've had.
Thank you, Petey. Johnny? Thank you, Johnny. The daily breads are available. The daily bread devotionals are available in the narthex or in your Sunday school room. Thank you, Johnny. Anyone else? This is a very special Sunday. Not only is it a time that we honor our mothers, but also this is Youth Sunday. During each baptism, the congregation is asked, "Do you, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture by word and deed, with love and prayer, encouraging them to know and follow Christ, and to be faithful members of this church? This service is a celebration of the young adults that this church has guided and nurtured and is sending out into the world." Mia Cheney will now lead us as we focus our reliance on God using the 36th Psalm. Mia will read the odd verses starting with verse 5, and we will respond with the even to verse 10.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. How priceless is your unfailing love, both high and low among men and refuge in the shadow of your wings. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.
Just through coming to worship this morning, we recognize the need for God's love and to guide our lives. Let us take this time to admit our sin. Gracious God, we come before you knowing that we have fallen short. We have allowed ourselves to be held back by earthly pursuits, letting compassion be clouded by hatred and lies. We pray now that you might renew our hearts and minds, so that we may let your love shine through us in all we have to say and do. Amen.
These waters of baptism remind us of God's unconditional love and power over our lives. When we come to Him, we are washed clean and given a second chance to follow Jesus' perfect example.
Please join me as we affirm what we believe with an excerpt from the Confession of 1967. God's love never changes. In the same love, God bore judgment and shameful death in Jesus Christ to bring all people to repentance and bring life. The new life takes shape in a community in which people know that God loves and accepts them in spite of what they are. They therefore accept themselves and love others, knowing that no one has any ground on which to stand except God's grace.
The church is first to serve God wherever its members are, at work or play, in private or in the life of society. Their prayer and Bible study are part of the church's worship and theological reflection. Their witness is the church's evangelism. Their daily action is the world, is the church in mission to the world. The quality of their relation with other persons is the measure of the church's fidelity.
Takes shape in a community where people know that God loves and accepts us in spite of what we are. So we accept ourselves and love others, knowing that no one has any ground on which to stand except God's grace. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Please take this time to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
You were a mess.
Yes, that's good. This week we're going to be discussing one of the most famous verses about love in the Bible. I'm going to read it to you first. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all possessions to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. This is a lot about love, and it was written by Paul a long time ago. Raise your hand if you've ever played Mad Libs.
I don't even know what that is.
Mad Libs is a game where I ask you for a word or phrase, and then we'll put it back into our verse, so we can get a better idea of what love is and what it means to us. So first, I need a lot of languages. Can someone raise their hand and tell me a language?
French.
French, yes.
Italian.
Aiden?
Spanish.
Those are all good. Now can someone tell me something that makes a lot of noise?
Wait.
A cow. Mia?
A
piano.
Your brother's snore.
Your brother's snore, yes.
Yeah. A cell phone.
A cell phone, yes.
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Next,
yeah. A clock alarm.
Yeah, these are all good answers. Now I need something that would show everyone that you are really strong or smart. Even?
Doing this.
Yes, showing your enough muscles.
Sweating.
Sweating, yes.
How will that?
Your report card, yeah. Last, I need the nicest thing you could do for someone. Luke? Praying. That's good.
Give them chocolate.
Giving them chocolate. Okay, so now let's reread our scripture, but we will put in the words and phrases you all lifted up. If I speak French, Italian, or Spanish, but do not have love, I am only a cow or a piano. If I am able to show my muscles and have a good report card, but don't have love, I am nothing. If I pray for someone or give them chocolate but do not have love, I gain nothing. You can see from this verse how important love and God's love really are. Even if you can speak 100 languages and do amazing things for other people, if you do not have love in your heart, they don't mean as much. It's so important that everything we say and do helps others to feel God's love. Will you pray with me? Dear God. Help us in all that we do.
Help us in all that we do.
To show your amazing love. In your name we pray.
Amen.
There's no children's church today, so you can go back. As we've said, Youth Sunday is a very special Sunday. We started our Youth Sunday planning process about a month ago with spring break. It's been even more than that. By talking with our youth, we brainstorm words that go around our theme. We brainstorm synonyms and antonyms. But then we also ask, what would we like to do differently about our time in church? So Maya's going to preach for us, and Annie's going to lift up scripture. But during times in Maya's sermon, she's going to pause and give you a question about something she's just talked about and allow you to share with the people around you. So be prepared for that. Thank you.
Most of all, let love guide your life, for then the whole church will stay together in perfect harmony. Let the peace of heart that comes from Christ be always present in your hearts and lives, for this is your responsibility and privilege as members of his body. And always be thankful.
Good morning, everybody. I'm kind of nervous. I mean, you all know me and have known me for probably a good 17 years, so I don't know why I'm nervous, but I am. So, as you all know, my name is Maya. Most of you have known me for my whole life, and I am a graduating senior. So now it's my turn to do the sermon. So I'll be doing my message based off of the scripture that Annie just read, which is Colossians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. So the theme for Montreat this upcoming year, which is, if you don't know the camp that the high school youth go to, it is one of my favorite places in the entire world. So the theme this upcoming year is Let Love Lead. So I thought this scripture would be perfect as it discusses how letting love lead your life will take you to higher places and unite everyone under God. So first I would like to discuss what it means to let something lead you. You have to allow full permission for something to truly be able to lead you in life without holding back. Loving something is putting your everything into something in order to see it happy. Today we don't just celebrate the youth, but also the mothers for everything they constantly do for us and for always giving us the most love that they can. So if everyone can give a round of applause to all the mothers. The last part of the theme is lead. So leading something is to direct or guide something in the proper direction. Like Graham has helped lead the youth for the past couple years, I would like to give a special thanks to him for being an amazing youth pastor and putting up with me and my sassiness and teaching us all what it is truly like to live under the goodness of God, even at a young age. Letting love lead your life may not always be the easiest thing to do, but you can look at it all through your life to see the different people and the different ways people are leading by the love of God. I might cry right now at this next part, so I just want to prepare you. In the past, there's many people who I have seen letting love completely lead them through their life. One specific example, is a man named Mark Friday. He was a man who helped me through life like a second father, and never for one second in his life was he frowning. He always was doing everything he could in his power to help the people that he loved up until the second that he passed. I have never seen a person with as much genuine love and compassion in my life. He was a man who, through the power of God, was truly spreading love everywhere he went. So if everyone could take a moment to reflect and talk to the person next to you about who you know that has let love lead their lives. Oh. Secondly, oh my goodness, I would like to talk about love leading in the present. The scripture talks about how letting the peace of Christ lead you every day to do the best you can in life. As the school year comes to a close, that means I will soon be graduating and off to college. I've been trying to make more of an effort to do things that sometimes I may not always want to do, but I know will make the people who I love around me happy. I know both my mom and my dad will miss me very much. I'm humble, I know. And sometimes they want to hang out with me, and I just want to nap. But I know that the best thing to do is make the best of these last few months with them and show them how much I love and appreciate everything they do for me, because without them, I would be nowhere. And I know that sometimes I'm not the best child I could be, but every day I try to be as loving and caring through the power of God as I can be for them. So if you would like, turn to someone next to you and share one way you think that love is leading your life right now.
She in the youth class. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
The future is an ominous and unknown place. It is nearly impossible to know what will happen next in our lives. But for me, one thing I know for sure is that I'm going away to college in 3 short months. I only know 2 people going to the same college as me, so I'll be starting a whole new life. I will be letting the peace and love of Christ guide me as I make new relationships and build a new foundation in my new home, UNC Asheville. I am very excited to meet new people and have new experiences. And I am very nervous about this new chapter of my life. But I know that with the help of God and putting my trust in Him, I will be able to lead the best life through love and compassion that I am. So with that, one more time, I'll ask you to turn to the person beside you and tell them one way you think you can spread love and live a life through love in the future. I'm gonna wait.
Do you have a prayer to go after? Then if you say at the end something like, let us now take our off, like give back to God what is God's or whatever, something like that.
All right. I would like to thank each and every one of you for helping me through my journey with Christ and helping me grow up in this church with constant love and support. Without the help of Lynn and Graham, I'm not sure how my relationship with God would be, because they have shown me how having a strong relationship with God and living a life full of love and caring for others is so important. Lastly, I would like to thank my 15 billion moms, Connie, Miss Melissa, Miss Debbie, Susie McClure, and the many other strong women in this church who have taught me how to be the truest form of myself. And to live a life through love. Don't worry, Mom, I haven't forgot about you. Next to Lucy Patterson, who is my best friend in the whole world, you will be my hardest goodbye in the fall. I will miss our random errand runs and dance parties that I force you to have with me, and I will miss having a best friend to confide in, no matter what the circumstance. Dealing with me has been hard, I know. But no matter what, you have stuck by me, and you have always been my safe place. You've taught me the importance of loving someone as hard as you possibly can and seeing how amazing it is to see the people that you love the most truly happy. I love you so much, and happy Mother's Day. If you'll please join me in giving the offering to God. I don't know what Graham told me to say. I'm sorry. I kind of forgot.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever the truth shall reign. The King is exalted on high.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
I will praise Him. He is exalted, forever exalted on high.
I will praise His name. Rain, heaven and earth,
Please bow your heads as we lift up the prayers of the people. Lord, we as Christians have so much love to give into the world, and in a world with so much pain, let the hurting feel that love. Allow our compassion to reach them and comfort them as they work hard to heal. Let them feel our prayers. We also give thanks for the joys in which God has presented us with in the past week. Let us rejoice in the wonders of God's love for us and all that he does by every day by lifting up the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
At this time, we will take our offering and we will return to God what is God's.
Y'all been bugging me a lot. So for Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Little baby told God, hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down there. From here it looks like a little blue ball, but that's a great big place, and I'm so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Did I make you mad? Don't you want me to? And God said, oh, child, of course I do. But there's somebody special waiting for you. So hush now, baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough, and strong. It's almost time to go and meet your mom. You'll never have a better friend. Warmer touch, oh, to tuck you in. She'll kiss your bruises, your bumps and scrapes, and any time you hurt, her heart's gonna break. So hush now, little baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough, and strong. It's almost time to go and meet your mom. Now when she's talking to you, make sure you listen close, 'cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and laugh and dream. And she'll put you on the path that'll bring you back to me. So hush now, little baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough, and strong. Now come on, child, it's time to meet your mom. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Dear God, allow us to use these funds to promote love. Let these offerings support in our community's needs. Help us to follow your everlasting love so we can lead others to you. Amen.
Aiden and Luke, come on. As we leave, we'd like to present these flowers that the children have made and the youth have made a few to all mothers. If you do not receive one on the way out, we will have extras outside.
And now go forth into the world with compassion and justice in your heart. Give strength to the weak. Give voice to the silent. See one another. Hear one another. Care for one another. And love one another. It's all that easy, and it's all that hard. Now may the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
to make a mountain of. Your life is just a choice, but I never learned enough to listen to the voice that told me always love. Hate will get you every time. Always love. Don't wait till the finish line. Listen to the voice that told me.